little bit better? Okay, I'm going to call this conference committee meeting to order. The time is currently 10:01 a.m. on Friday, June 4th, 2021. For us today is House Bill 69 and House Bill 71. Members present, Senator Stedman, Vice Chair, Senator Bishop, Senator Olson, Representative Merrick, Representative Lebon, and myself, Representative Foster, Chair. And I'd like to invite Lexi Painter, Director of Legislative Finance, to join us at the table. And today we'll be addressing open items in HB 69 and HB 71 based on the motion sheets dated June 4th. They will include two items, two categories. That is the supplemental capital budget items and then a few American Rescue Plan items from the FY22 operating budget. All items today will be Senate. And for two reasons. First, there was not a version of the capital budget that passed the House, so any adopted item will be a Senate item, and I'd like to note that the House and Senate co-chairs for the capital budget worked in tandem developing the version that is before the conference committee today. So I'd like to thank them for their cooperation in getting this before us. Second, the items we'll be taking up in the operating budget will also be Senate items as the House's version of the budget passed before the guidelines were received from the Treasury Department regarding the American Rescue Plan. So I would also like to thank the Senate for their work in getting us the items that conform with those guidelines. And so the sheets before us regarding the supplemental capital items, they will be referring to the following areas: Commerce, Fish and Game, Office of the Governor, Department of Labor and Workforce Development, Military and Veterans Affairs, Natural Resources, Transportation and Public Facilities, Judiciary, Legislature, and Fund Transfers. And then from the operating budgets, we'll take up items in Corrections, Office of the Governor, and Public Safety. And so first item before us is in the supplemental capital budget, starting with the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. So with that, I would entertain a motion. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that committee adopt the following in the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development's budget. Page 1, items 1 through 8, open. Page 2, items 9 and 10, open. Items 11 through 14, Senate. Item 15, Senate. Item 16, Senate. Item 17, Senate. Page 3, items 18 through 26, Senate. Item 27, Senate.
Okay, thank you, and I hear no, Representative Lebon.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, could I object for the purpose of discussion and just a little bit of explanation for the benefit of the committee, or maybe for this member of the committee and for the listening audience?
Absolutely. So we have an objection for the purpose of clarification. Mr. Painter, can you maybe speak to these a little bit? And these are, generally speaking, reapproaches. So if you could touch on that.
For the record, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance Division. Yes, items 11 through 27 are legislatively generated reappropriations of lapsing capital projects to new needs. I believe both bodies worked to develop these, and then they were added in the Senate budget.
And Mr. Painter, these reapproaches, they're in years past, we've dealt with them in one of two ways. Either they've gone into one bucket and used for deferred maintenance, or they've just gone back to their respective communities. And in this situation, they've gone back to their respective communities. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. the past practice of the legislature has been that capital projects that are within a certain district, when the money lapses from those projects, that money is available to reappropriate to new projects within the same district, and that is in keeping with the practice in this bill. In some years, all lapsing money has been swept into a central area, but this year is going back to the prior practice of keeping it within the district.
Representative LeBlanc.
So to follow up, thank you, Mr. Chair, to Mr. Painter, then some of these projects are new within those districts, and then some of them are just continuation of the projects, or are any continuation of projects not on this report, and those were dealt with separately because they're a continuation? Does that question make sense?
Representative Bond, through the chair, generally these are, there are some that are scope changes. For example, item 15 is an item that expands the scope of an existing project. In most cases, it's a new project, but within the same community.
Representative Bond.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we have further discussion. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Painter, I had highlighted 15, and it's noted in there that there's not an amount, but it looked like it's been expanded to include purchase of curling equipment besides the for the curling club there in, I'm assuming, Anchorage. Is that true?
Mr. Painter?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, yes. So this is an existing capital project that is still ongoing, and this is allowing the grantee to also purchase equipment as well as expand the facility.
Last question, Mr. Chairman, on item 15, what's the amount that we're talking about there?
Senator Olson, through the chair, I'm not sure. I could get back to the committee with the amount that is still unobligated in that project. I believe it's under $100,000, but I'm not sure the exact amount.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further discussion? Senator Bishop and then Stedman.
I'd just like to point out to members of the committee, there's both minority member projects in here and majority member projects in here, both House and Senate.
Thank you. Senator Stedman.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to add also, some districts had reappropriation funds available at the termination of their capital projects. These are smaller amounts. Some districts did not. It's just how the mop flopped in this given year. The district I represent did not. And it's, as historical practice, we've left those funds in the House district and worked with the community. They're, again, rounded off balances. These are not big statewide projects that happen to have money left over or anything like that. So it's just the luck of the draw. Every year it's a little different list. And every year, just for those watching at home, normally the elected representative from the district and the senator goes through the district capital issues to help the district ensure that that they're aware of funds that are available or not, and get current updates for the capital budget chairman on projects as we try to get them completed. And as mentioned earlier, there was a time a handful of years ago when the reappropriations were diverted and pooled into the capital income fund and used as general maintenance across the state. So there's been, as the chairman mentioned, two methodologies. This year it was chosen to do this method.
Thank you.
And if I could, Mr. Chairman, thank you. And thank you for that explanation. So we went through item number 27, and then we stopped at item 27?
Yes, sir.
With the Senate? Okay. And with that explanation, Mr. Chairman, I remove my objection.
Okay. The objection has been removed. Is there any further objection? Seeing none, the motion with regard to the Department of Commerce has passed. And that takes us next to the Department of Fish and Game. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Department of Fish and Game's budget. Item number one, Senate. Item number two, open.
Object.
Okay, we have an objection. Representative LeBlanc.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I'm just looking for a little bit more background information regarding item number one. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Painter.
Through the Chair, Representative Bond, this was an item that was part of the Governor's original capital request in fiscal year 21 that was left off because of the truncated session that did not fund all of the projects, and this was part of the Governor's supplemental request. I believe the House had originally planned to address this in the main capital budget, but with the change in plans, the Senate added it to this budget.
Thank you. Through the Chair, Mr. Painter, could you identify the funding source and maybe give some background on that?
Sure. Through the Chair, Representative Vaughn, the funding source is the Capital Income Fund, which is designated in statute to deferred maintenance. There is a centralized deferred maintenance program run by the Department of Transportation and that we budget through the Office of Management and Budget. However, that's focused primarily on buildings, and since these items are largely vessels and aircraft, having a separate appropriation helps keep the difficulty of prioritizing between buildings and aircraft. It's kind of hard to do a side by side, so having a separate appropriation is helpful.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for that explanation from Mr. Painter, and I remove my objection.
Okay, the objection's removed. Senator Olson objects for question.
Actually, I do. When you talk about aircraft and vessels and buildings, what do you do? How do you handle aircraft hangars that are out there then?
Through the Chair, Senator Olson, I believe the facilities portion of this would cover any hangar deferred maintenance issues as well.
Okay.
If it's Fish and Game, I'm not sure that Fish and Game owns any hangars, but in other departments that would be the case.
Okay. And so this appropriation is not does not include that, you're saying?
Through the Chair, Senator Olson, this appropriation is to Fish and Game. I'm unaware of Fish and Game owning any hangars. I believe most of the aircraft are float planes, but I can get back to you if you'd like.
No, sorry. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. And you remove your objections, Senator Olson?
Yes, I remove my objection.
Okay. Any further objections? Hearing none, the motion with regard to the Department of Fish and Game is passed. So that next takes us to the Office of the Governor, Senator Steadman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Office of the Governor's budget. Item number one, Senate. Item number two, Senate. Item number three, Senate.
Object.
Okay, we have an objection. Representative LeBlanc.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could I have additional background information regarding item number one, and is there a dollar amount to assign to item number three?
Mr. Painter?
Through the Chair, Representative Vaughn, item number one is the centralized deferred maintenance appropriation to the Office of the Governor that the Office of Management and Budget will assign to departments based on the prioritized list statewide. There is a similar appropriation in a larger amount in the FY22 capital budget. This is the amount that was requested in the governor's fast track supplemental for supplemental deferred maintenance needs. And the fund source for that is, again, the Alaska Capital Income Fund, which is designated for this purpose. And item three, I am unsure off the top of my head what the remaining amount in that appropriation is, but this is a scope change allowing additional spending on ballot measure two. I don't remember exactly the amount. I believe it's under $1 million, but I don't have the exact amount off the top of my head.
Representative LeBlanc.
Okay, I was just curious. No dollar amount was listed. Were we talking a whole lot of money or just a little bit of money? Is there anybody in the room that has an answer to that?
Take a brief at ease. Okay, conference committee back on record, 10:25 a.m., and we are on Office of the Governor, item number three. Mr. Painter?
For the record, again, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance. So, through the chair, Representative LeBlanc, $1.86 million remains unobligated in this existing appropriation. About $600,000 of that is needed for ballot measure two. The remaining amount is needed for other items for election voting system replacement and security upgrades, as well as government efficiency efforts. So there's an additional appropriation of $590,000 in the supplemental operating budget. Combined, these two add up to the amount needed to implement ballot measure two.
Representative LeBlanc. Yeah.
Through the chair, thank you, Mr. Painter, and I remove my objection.
Okay, the objection has been removed, and I see no further objection. So with that, the motion pertaining to the Office of the Governor has been passed. That next takes us to the Department of Labor, Senator Stittman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Department of Labor and Workforce Development's budget. Item number one, Senate.
Object.
We have an objection. Representative LeBlanc.
Yes. Could I have an additional explanation on that item, please?
Sure. Mr. Painter.
Representative LeBlanc through the chair. Part of the American Rescue Plan, the federal COVID relief bill, gave grants to states for upgrading unemployment insurance mainframe systems, part of the experience of the CARES Act and previous bills that use state unemployment systems found that a lot of them were sorely in need of upgrades, so we have the $6 million grant that could be used to upgrade our system.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I remove my objection.
Okay. Hearing no other objections, the motion passes. That next takes us to the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Senator Stittman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs budget. Item number one, Senate, both items. Item number two, Senate, both items. Item number three, Senate, both items. Item number four, Senate, both items. Item number five, Senate.
Object.
We have an objection. Representative LeBlanc.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It appears that these are matching funds. The fund source is a combination of federal receipts and Alaska capital funding. Is that correct?
Mr. Painter?
Through the chair, Representative LeBlanc. Yes, that's correct.
And then as a follow-up, Mr. Chairman, on item number four, are there specific projects involved in that funding, or is it from a list to be determined?
Mr. Painter?
Representative LeBlanc through the chair, there's a list in the capital backup, which we can provide to you.
So last follow-up, that list has those specific projects have been assigned these monies. We just don't have the detail at this moment.
Representative LeBlanc through the chair, I did not bring the capital backup with me, so I
okay.
do not have that in front of me.
Okay. Well, just curious, so I guess I could find out later. And then final question on item number five. Is that for fiscal year 21?
Mr. Painter?
Through the chair, Representative LeBlanc, yes. So this reappropriation is due to the transfer of the Alaska Land Radio Program from the Department of Administration to the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. So this is simply a reappropriation of existing capital projects from one department to another without changing the purpose at all.
Follow up, Mr. Chair, and appreciate that explanation. Is that the original dollar amount, or has some of it been spent and this is lapsing funds?
Representative LeBlanc through the chair, that is the unexpended amount. It is not lapsing. The reappropriation is just to change the department to reflect the current department that manages that program.
Okay. Thank you. I remove my objection.
Okay. Any further objection? Hearing none, the motion with regard to Department of Military and Veterans Affairs has been passed, and that next takes us over to Department of Natural Resources. Senator Stittman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the committee adopt the following in the Department of Natural Resources budget. Item number one, open. Item number two, Senate.
Okay, hearing no objections, the motion with regard to Department of Natural Resources has been passed, and that takes us next to the Department of Transportation and Facilities. Senator Stittman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Department of Transportation's budget. Item number one, Senate. Item number two, Senate. Item number three, Senate. Modify fund source to 1265 COVID Fed. Item number four, Senate. Item number five, Senate.
Object.
We have an objection. Representative LeBron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, just looking for a little bit more information. It appears that items number one and two, do they offset to each other? And could I get a little bit more explanation about items number one and two?
Mr. Painter?
Representative LeBron, through the chair, they are not related to each other. Item number one reappropriates, similar to with the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, there has been a reorganization of the executive branch where management of state facilities has moved from the Department of Administration to the Department of Transportation, specifically for the Public Building Fund. That was, so this reappropriates existing outstanding capital projects from the Department of Administration to the Department of Transportation, just to reflect where that program is currently being budgeted. In item two, this is a reappropriation from the capital budget to the operating budget. So the other half of this was supplemental operating fund transfers, item three, which this the conference committee addressed last week.
I appreciate that explanation. Follow up, Mr. Chairman.
Follow up.
On item number four, this is debt service related to the Alaska International Airport System. This is $30 million in debt service. So the substitute for funding the debt service is COVID monies. Is this a one-time use of that money?
Mr. Painter?
Through the chair, Representative Bond, yes. The various federal relief acts included quite a bit of funding for airports, and the international airports system desired to use part of that to pay down debt service because it's beyond what they need for current operations. So this allows them to pay down some of their debt with that money.
And as follow-up, we would save a little UGF money for other purposes as part of the motivation.
Through the chair, Representative LeBron, the international airports are self-sustaining, so it would not impact the general fund.
And then as a final question on item number five, could I have a little bit more of an explanation on item five?
Mr. Painter?
Through the chair, Representative LeBron, in past years, and including in this current year's budget, when there are extreme weather events that cause damage to state roads or other state facilities, the Department of Transportation often needs to go out and ask for a specific supplemental of a few hundred thousand dollars at a time. Rather than having to do that each time, the desire was to have this amount of money that the department could use to cover future weather events without having to wait for the legislature to come back maybe months later.
And that dollar amount is $1 million.
Correct.
I remove my objection, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. And I hear no further objections. So with that, the motion with regard to Department of Transportation has passed. That next takes us over to Judiciary. Senator Stittman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Judiciary's budget. Item number one, Senate.
Okay, and hearing no objections, the motion for Judiciary passes. Takes us next to the legislature. Senator Stittman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the legislature's budget. Item number one, Senate.
Okay. Hearing no objections, the motion with regard to the legislature has been passed. That next takes us over to fund transfers. Senator Stittman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within fund transfers. Item number one, Senate. Item number two, Senate.
I wish to object, Mr. Chairman.
Representative LeBron.
Just by way of background, the House did not weigh in on a lot of these projects. This is all Senate action, so part of the reason for my objections is just to have an explanation and a discussion. So I did not intend to slow the process down. Just wanted to provide that little bit of clarification as to my intent. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I remove my objection.
Okay. And so with that, the objection has been removed, and I hear no further objections. So with that, we will motion with regard to fund transfers has been passed. And so that concludes the supplemental capital portion of this meeting. And so we'll now move over to the FY22 operating budget. And these involve, again, the ARPA funds, and the guidelines came in after the House passed out its budget. So these are making some adjustments here to conform. And so with that, we'll start off with the Department of Corrections. Senator Steadman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Conference Committee adopt the following in the Department of Corrections budget. Page 1, items 1 through 5, open. Page 2, items 6 through 10, open. Page 3, items 11 through 15, open. Page 4, items 16 through 17, open. Item 18 and 19, the Senate, all items.
Object.
Okay, we have an objection. Representative LeBron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, just a little bit of background information for the benefit of the viewing audience. I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Sure. Mr. Painter.
Representative LeBron, through the chair. So the House utilized the American Rescue Plan dollars, some of them, for revenue replacement, which is an allowable use, and this would likely be an allowable place to do that. However, after the House process, working with collaboratively with the administration, we developed a way to do this revenue replacement that will not create the sort of kind of distortion in the budget that the House method provided. So in the House, we changed from general funds to federal funding, and so it would appear that the general funds to the program went down. In the Senate budget, there's an appropriation of American Rescue Plan dollars to the general fund, and then to do revenue replacement, we'll appropriate using a general fund tracking code to these specific items for revenue replacement. That will allow the items to remain counted as general funds and without appearing to distort the budget, while also demonstrating to the federal government that we're using this only for allowable items. So the House method, while it worked, it may not be as clean as what we can do at conference committee eventually.
Thank you for that explanation. I remove my objection.
Okay. Hearing no further objections, the motion with regard to the Department of Corrections in the FY22 budget has passed. That next takes us over to the Office of the Governor, Senator Steadman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Conference Committee adopt the following in the Office of the Governor's budget. Item number 1, Senate, both items.
Okay. And hearing no objection, the motion with regard to the Office of the Governor has been passed, and so we'll now go over to the Department of Public Safety, Senator Steadman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Conference Committee adopt the following in the Department of Public Safety's budget. Item 7, Senate, both items. Item 9, open.
Okay, hearing no objections, that motion with regard to the Department of Public Safety has been passed. And so that concludes the business for today's committee hearing. Once our next meeting date and time has been determined, the meeting will be noticed on BASIS on akleg.gov. Again, next meeting will be noticed on BASIS, which is at the website akleg.gov. I don't expect that we will be having conference committee this weekend. We will be negotiating between both bodies to have more items before us on Monday. So with that, is there any other business to come for the committee? Seeing none, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we adjourn.
Okay. Hearing no objection, we'll be adjourned at 10:40 a.m. Thank you.